Welcome back to another episode of Footy Talks, and today we'll be talking about the international games. So let's get into it. So France and England have not been doing so good so far. France has kind of disappointed me. I thought France was going to be doing good. They got the best players from Europe, and they still can't win. And the only game they won, I think, was against Austria. Yeah, and that's like the only one they won. I'm kind of disappointed for France, because I thought they were going to do better than what they were right now. They're not even top three in the group, I think. I think they're last. They probably are top three. I'm not sure. I didn't check right. But they are doing the best they could be doing. And I feel like, low-key, it is the World Cup curse, because you know how every team that wins the World Cup has a curse right after, like, the next year and everything? I feel like it could be that, but you never know what it could be. But I feel like it could be that. But I don't know. And England has low-key been disappointing, too. I thought England was going to be, like, first at the group stage, too. But no, they're last, and I just needed to hurry up. I want to support England. I want them to win a World Cup, or at least make it out the group stages. Not just be there and just be last. I'm like, bro, I want it to be first. I want to see France and England make it out. And Austria's been doing good, I ain't gonna lie to you. And Croatia's been on fire so far. Luka Modric assisting, scored a goal. He's going crazy with it. But yeah, and I don't think France is gonna do good this World Cup or England. The way they're playing, they're in bad shape. They're not playing good. They're in bad form and everything. I feel like it's not hard for them to get in form. I feel like all they need to do is wake up. That's all they really need to do. They got the best players. They know how to play. They know what they're doing. They play together. They got good chemistry together. And all they really need to do is wake up, realize that it's a real game, and they start playing. Because World Cup is not even that far from right now. It's like only a few weeks from now. And they need to wake up, because if they don't wake up for the World Cup, they're gonna be out like the first group stage, you know? And they need to wake up, they need to get their stuff together. So does England, because if England is like, this is a good chance for England to win a World Cup. With the squad they have right now, with a team like that, they should manage to be in the finals. But really up to them to wake up, you know, because there's like a wake-up call they need to do. And so does, how you call it? Who else I'm talking about? England, France were doing, you know, bad form. Need to change it up a little bit. And Mexico versus Peru. When I watched the game, I really thought we were going to lose, because the way Peru was playing, they were playing good ball. They were playing good ball. They were just playing good. I want Mexico to win, obviously, but I low-key think that game should have gone to Peru, but we won it because we're just like that. I ain't gonna lie to you, I thought we would lose the way Peru was playing. They were playing very good in the first half, second half too, but yeah, they were playing good. So was Mexico, but just, they were kind of lacking a little bit, but I feel like Mexico's ready for the World Cup. They just gotta get their stuff together. And like same thing, wake up, get the stuff together, get ready for the World Cup, make sure the team is ready, because once the World Cup starts, and if we make it out, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be surprised. But it's gonna be a good miracle to see Mexico at the group stage. But for the World Cup, I think Mexico and Argentina are gonna make it out to the group stage, and England might make it out, France might make it out, who else might make it out, Wales might make it out, I think. I don't know about USA. I don't know if they're going to make it out. Because they lost to Japan 2-0. That pretty much shows like how they're going to be doing the World Cup. And then, like, same thing, they need to wake up. I didn't watch the game at all, but they lost 2-0. That shouldn't be happening with a squad like them too. They have pretty young, good players, and they shouldn't be losing 2-1 to Japan. Don't get me wrong, Japan's a good team, but their players aren't even like that developed. USA needs to start waking up. I mean, it's their first World Cup, too. I understand that, too. But the pressure's on, because USA, this is the first time they qualified for a good minute. And if they want to do well in this World Cup, they got to get their stuff together and get ready for the World Cup. Because when that World Cup hits, they're going to be playing against top-quality teams that actually want to play. They're going to be playing against good teams that know how to play. They make some mistakes, but know how to correct their mistakes. And I don't know if USA is ready for that, but yeah. And Canada's gonna make it out. I know that for sure. Canada, Croatia's gonna make it out. Wait, not for sure. Canada, I'm not sure. I feel like they would make it out, but I don't know. But, who was it? Croatia's doing good so far. And, oh, Portugal. Portugal's been doing good. I saw that game against, who was it? Who would have played against? I don't know. But where Cristiano jumped for the ball and the goalkeeper came out and boom, he got smacked in his nose, like in the middle, and it just opened up. And I was like, because I saw him on the ground. I was like, what's happening? I was like, I didn't know what was going to happen. Until he got more of a zoom up, and I saw it was like all blood and everything. I was like, dang. And I think the worst part is that his nose was open, like it was open cut. And I was like, that's crazy. But I think he's going to be good. It's just like a open cut, open wound, but he'll be good. And who was Argentina? I think Argentina is going to be able to win the World Cup this year. I ain't going to lie to you. I think Argentina has the potential to win the World Cup. They're doing very good so far. And they have a strong defense. No, so does Portugal. They got a good fullbacks and everything. They're solid on center backs, left back, and right backs and everything. Because they just got good players. Like Cancelo, he's a good player. Diego Dalot, I think, I don't know how to say it. He's a good player. He's the one that plays for Manchester United. And I'm just like, I think Portugal is able to make it out for sure. Because the way they've been playing so far, they've been playing so pretty good so far. And Portugal has good top quality players too. So does Argentina. I mean, Argentina somewhat, and yeah, Canada, I don't know, I need to see. I feel like, they probably will make it out the group stage, but once, like, they couldn't make, I feel like they can only make it out the group stage. Other than that, they're gonna, like, lose and then not qualify for anything else. But I look and want to see Mexico versus USA, if USA makes it out the group stage. I want to see that happen, because I feel like Mexico was able to win. I feel like Mexico is more... how you call it? They wake up more when they play in the World Cup than anything else. I'm like, bruh. Like, they try their hardest and everything. And, oh, Uruguay. That's how you say it, right? And, yeah, they have a good team, too. They got Valverde, Araujo, Cavani, Suarez. Who else they got? Oh, from what I can think of, that's pretty much it. But... I feel Valverde, he's a good player. He's one heck of a player. He's definitely good. He's young. He plays well in right wing. He can play center. He can play mid. He can play like anything, bro. He's very good. And he's very young too. Plays for a top big club, Real Madrid, and he's very good. His shots are powerful. Like when he shoots the ball and like directly, it's a direct shot and a powerful shot. And I just want to see what he can bring to the World Cup this year. I'm lucky, kind of not happy. I'm kind of, I say it. I mean, somewhat happy. I'm happy for him, but then I'm like, I'm excited. Yeah, excited to see what he can bring to the World Cup. I'm excited to see the way he's been playing so far. He definitely deserves a spot on the team for the World Cup. And yeah, oh yeah. So does Araujo. Buffer guy. He got injured. He's gonna be out for. I think they pretty much said that he's gonna be out for the World Cup. I think he's gonna be out for the World Cup. They said about that. They were like, he put up a. hamstring injury, something like that, and he has to get surgery. He's gonna be off like 3 to 6 weeks, something like that. But they're talking about how pretty much he might have to miss the whole World Cup and wait another 4 years. And I was like, I don't know. This would have been his year, you know. And it's sad to see him pick up an injury before a World Cup. And I'm kind of hoping he can recover quick, but I don't think that's possible because he picked up a injury, you know. And they said he's gonna require surgery. So I think he's pretty much done for this year. World Cup, he's gonna be, like I said, wait another 4 years. And so did Julius Koundé. He picked up an injury, but I think he's gonna be good for the World Cup. It wasn't that much of an injury. And so did Ousmane Dembélé. He picked up an injury. So did Memphis Depay. Like, all of them picked up an injury while during international break. That's crazy. Memphis Depay, Netherlands. I feel like they can do good too. I seen Van Dijk defending. That's crazy. He's been like, he's just lucky he has long legs, bro. Because if it wasn't for that, I don't know what he'd be doing, bro. Van Dijk's been doing good. He's been a solid so far. And I feel like he's going to be even better because, how you call it, international. More players try more sometimes because they're international break, you know. When they play for a country, they try harder and they play better than what they usually do for club. And, yeah, then Senegal make it to the World Cup too. I forgot Egypt didn't make it this year. But I don't know. Hopefully Senegal can bring something to the World Cup, surprise people, and... Poland is in the same group as Argentina. I don't know. Mexico doesn't make it. Argentina's going to make it for sure. If Mexico doesn't make it, Poland and Argentina can make it out. And South Korea, I think they make it too. They made it too, right? They'll for sure make it out. The way they've been playing so far, they'll make it out. But yeah, I think it's just like, depends on how they stay in shape and form until the World Cup really starts. And once they, if they're able to keep that shape, they'll for sure be ready for that game. They'll for sure be ready for World Cup and everything. But I'm just excited to see what World Cup can really bring. It has some young players like Spain. In Spain, yeah. Like Spain, they got Gavi, Pedri, Nico, Gonzalez, and who else they got? No, that's pretty much it. But I'm ready to see Pedri and Gavi in action for the World Cup. I think Spain for sure will make it. They just had to, they just been lacking a little bit. Same as England and France. Like I said, wake up call, they need to wake up. Yeah, I pretty much think, I have faith in England, France, and Spain. If Mexico doesn't make it out, I'm going to support Spain. If Spain doesn't make it out, I'm going to support Argentina. If Argentina doesn't make it out, I'm going for England. That's it. And I feel like Croatia can do good. They can be like the underdogs, just like how they did 2018 World Cup. Like, they made it to the finals when no one thought they would. And that was crazy, yeah. They had a good run 2018. But this year, let's see what they can bring. These players are older now. They probably got some younger players there, too. But, yeah. And Jude Bellingham, I think I said the same name. He's been doing good so far in the World Cup. Yeah, ready to see what these young players got for the World Cup. Phil Foden is going to be in the World Cup, too. Like, a lot of young players from the Premier League, La Liga, Serie A, like, a lot. And I'm ready to see what, I'm excited to see what they can bring in the World Cup. Hopefully it's a good World Cup this year, not a lame World Cup. I really want to see action, goals being scored on. I want to see amazing goals, you know. I'm just hoping someone scores a chilena, like, you know, or a back heel on the goalkeeper, or chips the goalkeeper from a long distance. I want to see something from a long distance go. And I'm just ready, excited to see what the World Cup is. Like, I'm very excited, and yeah, internationals have been doing good so far. I just want to see what Mexico can bring to this table so far. Mexico's been doing good so far, but just like, they're kind of slacking a little bit, but I just have faith they can do it for sure. They just need a little bit more training to be good, but as long as they're able to pull wins off, they'll be good. Even if the wins ain't that big, like 1-0, like, if they can't pull too much goals, it's okay. As long as we make it out to the group stage, we'll be good. France, oh my gosh, I'm still on that. France has a lot of good players. So does England. Like, they got good players, quality players, and they still can't win. Like, bro, this shouldn't be possible. You got top quality players like Kylian Mbappe. You got Kingsley Coman. Like, you got many more. I don't want to name all them, but you got many more players that are prepared to play in World Cup. You got old and experienced players, and they're still good. And come on now, bro. I forgot Italy didn't make it to the World Cup. I was going to say Italy is going to be, but yeah, I forgot. England has a good players. But I feel like they should add, who was the goalkeeper for England? Pickford? Yeah, put Pickford back. We don't want to see Pope. I'm sorry. Pope was like, when I saw that, I saw them play against, I think it was Germany. Bro, did he? Bro, that dude was so slow, bro. He, like, when he kicked the, when Gundogan kicked that penalty into the bottom right corner. No, it was bottom left, bro. He kicked it, and bro, Pope reacted so slow. And I was like, come on now, bro. You're a goalkeeper. Just like, die for it. But even, I know goalkeeper's not that easy, but he dived too slow. He reacted too late for it. And yeah, he's tall. Like, he should be able to reach that. He is tall. Like, he's probably like 6'5". Like, he's tall. And yeah, but Germany for sure can have a good run this year. I know that for sure. Yeah, I'm just ready to see what they can have this World Cup. And Germany's got, yeah, I feel like Germany can for sure make a good run this World Cup. Germany can make a good run. South Korea, I know that for sure. Canada can surprise us with something. Who else? Uruguay. Who else can make a good run this year? I'm trying to think. I was about to say USA. I mean, they probably can, but it's gonna take a good miracle. I feel like Mexico can make a good run. Argentina can make a good run. Croatia. Who else we got? Senegal can make a good run. That's a lot of countries that join. Germany for sure. Yeah, but like I said, I'm just ready to see what they got to bring. I'm excited for the World Cup. And yeah, thank you for joining me on this talk for Footy Talks. Until next time.